This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Good day. This is actually a combo hour. The Good Day program meets the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We started a while ago taking the issues that are top of mind from the News Talk Radio world that are put together by the researchers at Talkers Magazine and bringing them to you from the minds and mouths of the people who are important cogs on the Good Day program. That group of friends would include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, here to go through the stories from this past week and give us whatever spin may be on our minds, collectively or individually. Some of this stuff doesn't require a whole lot of time or input, although I have been criticized because when Jennifer and I start talking about sports, the conversation usually is a short one, and then I am considered rude because, well, I don't even remember. Well, you like hockey. The number 10 item this week focuses on sports stories, what's going on at Sports Talk Radio, the NHL Finals. That obviously, I'm out of the loop on this because they're getting prime time exposure on, I think it's, what is it, ABC?
Well,
or
that
NBA,
was the NBA the, Finals. No, yes, ABC is showing the NBA playoffs, which I was promoting as something that's coming up on TV.
Oh, right.
Weekend, right? Mm-hmm.
And then I cut you off. It was rude.
Right. And also NHL and big, I mean, gosh, they're going. Sharks and the Penguins are in their finals, too. Game 5 was this week where the Sharks.
Series.
Yeah, Sharks.
But I guess I've
4-2, the Penguins.
Ask the relevance of having these teams in these games going on at this time of year. And Richie would probably say, well, it's all about money. And they'd play all year long if they could get away with it, if there was interest.
Yeah, if they didn't think they'd kill all their athletes, they'd play 12 months.
So what is there about this, though? Is there an audience for this at this point? They must figure there is.
Yes.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be.
Yes.
No. Okay. I think they've got record ratings.
Yeah, there's more of an audience now for the finals, for the NBA, for the NHL, than all season, because this is where it all culminates. So it's big, big time.
Okay, big time. A sports-related story, the continuing focus on Muhammad Ali's death, and something I don't have much to say about, so I'll pass it around the room. I became the subject of criticism this week on the Good Day program because I apparently was the only one in the universe who was on the radio who was saying I didn't care, or I thought it was sad that a guy who spent his life beating the crap out of other people get so much attention, even though with his notoriety, I will acknowledge, he did a lot of good things. But it's a shame that he got notoriety because he was an expert at beating the crap out of people.
I think it was more than that. I mean, not only was he an expert at beating the crap out of people, but the style with which he did it.
I am the greatest.
The guy was a showman and was an amazing
presence.
But would
it have been better, though, Richie, as an example for your children to show somebody who didn't make his living beating the crap out of other people, but maybe did something that had a little more warmth to it, to be a standard bearer for such
an
important cause?
But if you have one talent in life, might it be a good idea to use that talent and then get the notoriety to do good in other ways?
Okay. Well, which is more important, the notoriety from beating the crap out of people or the good that he did? Which is the more important?
If he were a plumber, he may not have been able to do as much good as he did.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's the platform he had, and he used it to the best of his ability.
Correct.
He'd be working as a plumber in the same area, the world of crap.
Well, you have to give him credit for raising awareness about Parkinson's disease, because I think a lot of people didn't know what it was. And
which he wouldn't have had if he hadn't been a boxer.
Maybe.
Well, we don't
but
know that scientifically, though.
You don't know. I'll tell you what.
I think we can assume it.
But Michael J. Fox didn't beat anybody up, so.
We don't know what Michael J. Fox's background is, other than what we know about him as a movie actor, a TV actor. Excuse me, Jen.
Politically, there was a lot of stuff that I didn't agree with Muhammad Ali. He was very controversial. Of course, boxing's not my jam all the time, but I will tell you this. I had the opportunity to meet Muhammad Ali, and he was one of the kindest, celebrities that I have ever met, maybe the kindest celebrity that I've ever met. I put he and Kevin Spacey way up there on the top of my list. I mean, he was absolutely, and to not be able to communicate with me, but the way he kind of kept me in his space and sort of held, you know, like, it shook my hand. I mean, just really one of the nicest famous people that I've ever had the opportunity to meet. And I think a lot of people say the same thing about him. So he must have been doing some part of his life right.
Yeah.
Well, he left a good legacy in that arena. The whole business of Parkinson's became a part, not the whole reason for his being, but certainly when he came down with it, what, 28 years or so ago? He's had it for a long, long time. And the fact that he lived to be 74 was quite an accomplishment in and of itself, given how really deadly Parkinson's
is. I'm sure you probably agree with him on his Vietnam stance.
Yes, I did. I agreed with him very strongly on his Vietnam stance. Let me just, as an aside, tell a story that I think has some relevance here to the Parkinson's issue. Jack Anderson, who many people who listen to this program will remember for the Washington merry-go-round, one of the most famous columnists of the Washington Post in the history of the newspaper, lived in Washington. He and I became friends when I was working in Washington a number of years ago. And I remember one night when he used to live in Georgetown, and his office, I think, was Mass Avenue, one of the Connecticut Avenue. So he was walking home about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and he got mugged and hit over the head with a pipe, severely injured, intensive care for 4 or 5 days, in the hospital for 4 or 5 weeks. I got out, went back to work. About four, five, 6 years later, he developed Parkinson's and had a very bad case of it to the point where it took his life. Most everybody who now looks at and understands how Parkinson's is affected by what happens in your brain, the same as what happens with Alzheimer's and dementia, remember that your brain sits on a stool, which is your spine. It is loose in your skull. It is not tied to anything.
It's just floating
in there. It's floating in your skull. So if you get whacked over the head with a pipe, or somebody punches you continually in your head, or you get whacked by somebody on a football field, you get hit in the head with a puck or a soccer ball, what do you think is going to happen?
Where you fall off your tractor or the tailgate of your farm truck, any of those things.
I even landed on my head when I did that, but thank you.
You bonked your head a ton of times.
Yes, that's true, I have. So maybe that's what's wrong.
It's just life. It's life, man. You got it. It's just...
All right. Yeah. Okay, so let me review, and then we'll pick some of these other stories apart during the course of the hour as we have time. So Sports Talk Radio is number 10, and I related Muhammad Ali, even though that's number 7 this week in the countdown. The concealed carry ruling, which is number 8, something that we need to spend some time on. The continuing focus on these bathroom issues, whether we do or we don't, remains to be seen. Job growth report, number 5. The continuing discussion about the Stanford rape case, number 4. The battle against Daesh is number 3. The Trump University case and Donald Trump, generally speaking, is number 2. And number 1, what happened with the Democrats and Republicans in this week's presidential race stories. All that coming up in our review, as much as we have time for, during this hour of the Good Day program, with a focus on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When you need it. Spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Oh, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Are we watching history repeat itself? It's your country, and I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute. The French author Alexis de Tocqueville published a book about the centralization of power under France's kings that led up to their revolution of 1789. But the book could also describe Washington, D.C. today. France was a decentralized society of peasants ruled by aristocrats under a weak national government. As their system started to break down, the national government grew, regulating welfare payments for the poor, dictating how farmers should run their farms. It finally collapsed in a violent revolution. France back then resembles Washington today. Incoherent regulations, an explosion of unaccountable bureaucrats, and the idea that nothing can be built without the government's help. We must fix our broken system and restore the limits on government, or we may be doomed to watching history repeat itself. I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and remember, it's your country.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, so here we are reviewing what's going on in the world of conversation radio, courtesy of the research by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Job Growth Report. How are we affected by that? How do you think, Jennifer, you're affected by the numbers? That affect your business? Because you have a business, in addition to being on this program, you and your father have a family business that's a broadcast industry business. Are you hiring people, laying people off, things about the same?
We're not hiring and we're not laying people off. We're just sort of coasting at this point. But, you know, I think a greater picture, it just shows where the economy is and just that this has been such a slow economic recovery, despite the reports that we get from Washington. It's still a really, it's one of the slowest economic recoveries in history.
I'll tell you how it affects us, Jennifer, and Doug, you and us here at the network. We don't sell as much advertising.
You got that right.
Yep.
Because there aren't as many people with jobs spending money, people, businesses aren't advertising as much.
Right.
Advertising business is very flat at the moment. And for those of us who run smaller companies, it affects us. The old trickle-down economics theory, we become sort of the people who pick up the scrap.
Say what you want to say, but it does trickle down.
Oh, yes, absolutely it is. Yeah, right. No question about that. And we didn't ask you, Victoria, because although you've worked for entrepreneurial adventures before, you haven't always worked for big companies, right? You work for big companies and small companies.
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting because earlier this week we were talking about the retail growth has
layoffs,
and it's horrible.
Huge.
But yet, the other side of that, an increase of jobs in the construction fields has been booming now. So, and I know you were talking earlier this week, Doug, about the construction boom in your area, in Massachusetts.
Yep.
So, if you need a construction job, those jobs are actually increasing. Retail is decreasing.
Yeah,
isn't that funny?
Building in general, right? Exactly. It's usually the building industry. House starts is what is a good predicator of how well the economy will do.
If people are building houses, goods are being sold usually, and now that's not the case. Which
is but we have a very strong building market in the East. I know California is wild. There's just not enough inventory for homes, and so the prices are going crazy, and they're building every place they can. 21 after the hour, for your consideration, the countdown focus on Good Day.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, as the countdown continues from number 10 to number 1, and the folks who are very important to me on the Good Day program are here with our serious overview of these issues. I will tell you that the concealed carry ruling, which is number 8 this week on the countdown, those of you who don't know the story, the background to it, an appeals court ruled this week that there is no Second Amendment protection for concealed weapons, which now allows the individual states to prohibit or restrict the public from carrying concealed firearms. You can be absolutely sure, especially since this came from the Ninth Circuit, it'll go to the Supreme Court.
Right to the Supreme Court.
To the Supreme Court. So the issue, Jennifer, is, as I understand it, the law on concealed weapons, and I don't always understand these, so you can help me. You have a gun, but I don't. Do you have a concealed carry
permit? No, because we're not allowed. I would get one, by the way, but in L.A. County, it's left up to the counties in California to deliver them. The sheriff has to give them to you, and in L.A. County, they refuse to give anybody a concealed carry permit.
Can I just ask why it's necessary to have one?
Because it's my right, and I want one. Would I use it all the time? No, but is it something that I think is afforded to me under the Constitution?
Let me tell you a little story, Victoria. Yeah. A guy that used to work here was walking down the street in Connecticut at midnight with his girlfriend, and a gang of 10 or 12 guys came up and started talking to his girlfriend and starting abusing her. The guy obviously stepped in to try and protect her and get away from the scene, and they started beating him senseless. He had a small gun in his ankle and pulled it out as these 10 guys were beating him to death, and he just started firing wildly. He spent about the next 3 months in a hospital. Had it not been for that gun that he pulled out of his ankle, he would be dead. And he never intended on using it, but that thing saved his life.
I understand that story, but how many times does that happen?
Doesn't make a difference. A lot. You just don't see it covered on the news.
Yeah, I don't think it makes a difference. This so bothers me just because we live in such a damn violent society that people are that aggressive.
More guns is just not the answer at all. Living in New York City, everybody walking around with a concealed weapon, God.
Listen,
it's bad enough as it is.
Never the good guys that are doing the bad. It's
right.
The bad guys that are always going to find the weapons, whether it's guns, knives, or they're going to blow something up. It's always going to be the bad guys that are going to not worry about the rules.
I'd love it if you can create Shangri-La and we don't have to worry about any of this stuff. That
would be beautiful.
But
I'm all, I'm all in. How do we do
that? That would be the goal. In the meantime, this the nuts and bolts of this, when you get away from the emotion, this is something that came from an incident in San Diego where they don't consider general self-defense to be enough to get a license in Los Angeles County. They don't even have a conversation about it. They don't ask you because they just say no. At least in San Diego, they ask you the question, and then they tell you no.
I mean, in San Bernardino, where, you know, San Bernardino, Riverside, Inland Empire, I think even Orange County, you can get concealed carry, but not in L.A. County. And at least they're asking you in San Diego.
What happens if you go, like, Jen, if you lived in a place where it allowed you to have a concealed carry, and then you have an incident in a place that doesn't allow for it, how does that affect you as a gun owner?
I think once you have the license, you're protected. You know, it's really interesting you bring this up, Dougie, as a hot button topic, because it has been with all of these stories, especially in my home state of California. Over the last, over the last week or so, I had the opportunity to meet this group called CCW Safe, which is an organization that was created by two retired police officers from Oklahoma, I think, that came up with this thing. It's like $99 a year, and basically it offers concealed carriers a support system. So in case they ever have to use or defend, no matter where they are in their area or out of state or wherever, they get the same kind of protections and support that you would get if you were a law enforcement official having to use your firearm. Thought it was kind of interesting. For $99, it might be worth it if you are a gun owner or carrier.
Food for thought, certainly. That is the number 8 issue this week on the Talk Radio Review.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's 34 after the hour, continuing the conversation about the Talk Radio Review, the charts for the week of June 6th to the 10th. So far, let's review here where we are. Sports Talk Radio, passing of Muhammad Ali, the concealed carry ruling. Number six on the list is transgender issues, the job growth, number five, the Stanford rape case, number four, the battle against Daesh, number three, and politics, number one and number two. So let's go to North Carolina, or is it fair to just go to North Carolina? Where else are there issues being discussed where it comes to people and where they go to the bathroom? Is it just in North Carolina? It's the only public discussion, but there certainly have to be issues with this elsewhere.
Yeah, I think it's the only national discussion.
Washington. Yeah. Okay, so, Richie, you have a business.
Alabama's involved in this, too, and Mississippi, a few of the other states.
Yeah. Okay. Why is it always southern states?
I don't know. I don't know that it is.
I mean, of course it
is. Well,
it is. Maybe a northern state.
They're the ones that are being the most vocal about it. But the numbers are this is true. The polling is out that the majority of Americans do not support this. And even in the Democratic Party...
What is this? What is
only
this?
Half of Democrats support this new ruling by the government getting into the bathroom business.
It's ridiculous that the government is going to hold
this
school lunches for underprivileged kids hostage unless you let somebody be able to identify themselves as whatever they want to use the bathroom. The fact that the federal government is holding kids hostage and their school lunch is absolutely ridiculous. And I can't believe... Forget to take the gender thing out of it. Take the gender thing out of it. Okay?
But it's not even that. It's more than...
The government using their power.
It's so easily fixed. Bullying school districts around.
It's ridiculous.
That's a problem with the federal
it's
system
blackmail.
Anyway.
It is.
But it's so easy to fix. You got to put a bathroom. Every school has a couple of bathrooms for teachers or whatever at the end of the hall. So you just give one of them.
They don't want that. That's not good enough.
But you know what? It may not be, but that's the common sense.
They want to be able to walk into it's the common sense
solution.
That's
not what Washington, D.C. is asking for. They want it to be that all bathrooms are for everybody.
Yeah. I find this troublesome because it's really nobody's business. I don't think whatever you do with your body and however you live your life, it is not my business.
It is until you walk into the same bathroom with my 9-year-old daughter. Then it's my business.
There are so many arguments to make.
Well, what's your daughter? What's going to happen in the bathroom with your 9-year-old daughter?
You know what? If it's somebody who's truly transgender and they identify themselves as a woman.
Is Caitlyn Jenner a threat to your 9-year-old daughter?
No. But you know what? Some guy who says, this is a way I can get into the ladies' room and nobody will question me on it. That guy is. I don't have a problem with Caitlyn Jenner. I have a problem with the guy who's going to use this as an opportunity to get into the same bathroom as my 9-year-old daughter.
My God, what a crazy damn society we live in.
Well, it's the truth, though. It is a crazy society.
But what's stopping a person right now from walking into any bathroom anywhere?
The fact that a woman's room is a woman's room and a men's room is a men's room. Once we take those labels off and anybody can walk into any bathroom just because they say I identify with it, that guy with the dress on that walks in after my 9-year-old daughter, I'm standing right next to him at the urinal.
I'm going.
There are no urinals in the girls' bathrooms.
Well, the next stall then.
They're all stalls.
I'm going to confess that when the men's room is full and if the women's room is vacant,
Every dude does this.
There's also just a really big.
Sure.
There's a big
in
difference
bars,
between adult establishments and places that are places where children are. And this is where a real big line is in the sand for me. In the schools where Washington D.C. is saying, we're gonna not fund your school anymore if you don't abide by these rules. These are children, and they're children that need protection.
Only part of the issue. Jennifer,
right.
That's part of the issue.
But there's multi-layers of this argument.
There are. And it's so sad that it occupies so much of our time and energy that the federal government is going to bully their way into having it the way that a few people want it because they can. And then the common sense side of this, how could you fix it so that there's a bathroom that these people can use if they want to? And then the third side of it is, why are people so bothered by all of this stuff in the first place?
Yeah, there are a lot of layers,
I mean, there really are a lot of layers to this.
And why not just let the local jurisdictions handle it? Why do the feds have to... It's just so ridiculous that they get
too much federal government involved.
A county in North Carolina, the feds are going to get into their business.
Because the feds are now in the what's acceptable in the morality department business. And that's the real problem. It's not just
we have no local
government to play devil's advocate. Just to play devil's advocate for 1 second, and I am not equating these two issues, but it's the only example that I can think of at the moment. At what point did the federal government have to step in with segregation? Because everybody was doing, they were running their own counties and states the way that they wanted to. And then at some point, the rest of the country decided segregation was a bad thing, and then the government had to step in. So that there's a precedent here for that. When you let people run things that discriminate against other people and oppress other people, then the government has traditionally stepped in.
You know what?
Are we glad, though, as a society, that the government did step in and end segregation?
I don't care if a black transgender guy in a dress who's really transgender walks into the bathroom.
Jewish.
Yeah, and who's Jewish walks into the bathroom with my daughter. But once you get into this thing, that's what woke me up about this. Nobody's going to fake being black except for that lady at the NAACP in Oregon.
But you are what you are.
You are what you are. And we ought to respect everybody who's. Are what they are. My problem with this is not the transgender issue. My problem with this is all the different layers that are screwy and that we're all being blackmailed by the government.
On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, each week we take the list of people that are important to the top stories and enumerate them as well. So I'll go through the list from number 10 to number 1. Steph Curry and LeBron James at number 10 because the NBA is all over their finals. Harry Reid, Democratic Senator, number 9. Vlad Bad, Pukin Putin, number 8. The life of Muhammad Ali and therefore his story is at number 7. Brock Turner and his story at number 6. Gonzo Curiel, the judge involved in the Trump hearing is number 5. Bernie Sanders is 4. Barack Obama, 3. Hillary Clinton, 2. And Donald Trump, the number 1 most discussed person, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. This is the Talk Radio Review. All right. Good conversation. In a moment, the Stanford rape sentence and that whole fiasco. I believe we will have unanimity. Say it again, Doug. Unanimity in this conversation because it is beyond. There's nothing about what's happened here that people of consciousness, no matter what their stripes, can think is good. This is such an outrage, and we'll get to it in a matter of moments. First, though, I want to help you a little bit with your health and well-being. If you are an athlete and you are active and you want to have more strength, more endurance, more stamina, you need to boost your nitric oxide level. And the way we all do it here, Victoria, Jennifer, Richie, me, we all every day have a glass of Super Beets. We take a teaspoon from the canister of the powdered beets, put it in a 4-ounce glass of water, stir it around, and drink it. And within 15, 20 minutes, your whole life cycle changes. It's an amazing reality. What this does is open up the nitrates in the beets, open up through nitric oxide, the arteries in your body to get blood everywhere, to your muscles, to your brain, to all of the intricate parts of your body that need food. The blood is the food. It's the source of life. And you get so much better circulation with Super Beets, plus the fact that when you get better circulation, you bring down your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean, improves overall circulation, and it improves pretty much everything about your body will function better and faster. So, as we head into summertime, being outside, enjoying the outdoors every chance you get, this is the time of year, perhaps more than any other, where you want to make sure your energy level is at its peak. So call 800-655-4183 and get this nutritional supplemental goldmine. Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Call now, and with your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. 800-655-4183. Get the results. Feel the results. Sense the results. Know there are results, or you get your money back. 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeats.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Why and how you should do soil testing. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. From transporting family and friends to hauling more cargo, Kubota's RTV X1140 utility vehicle allows you to do more. Visit Kubota.com for details.
When it's time to get moving on your to-do list, Kubota's RTV X1140 utility vehicle is ready. With Kubota's smart engineering, the RTV X1140's unique K-vertical design allows you to change quickly from hauling cargo in a hydraulic dumping bed to carrying friends and family with a second row of seating. The RTV X1140 is power, versatility, and a smooth ride in one sleek package. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate long-term financing going on now. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
University of Minnesota Extension nutrient specialist Fabian Fernandez says soil tests should be done about every 4 years.
The expense of soil testing is not that much, especially when you consider the cost of fertilizers. It will guide you into knowing how much to apply. So it is really a very profitable thing to manage those nutrients based on the information that you get from a soil test.
Fernandez says you can collect soil samples yourself if you know the right procedure.
The importance of collecting the samples, this cannot be overstressed. Making sure that you know your land-grant university sampling depth recommendation is critical.
Fernandez says bad samples will lead to bad test results.
The information that you get from a soil test result is only as reliable as the way you collected the sample, the way that the sample was analyzed. So a farmer needs to not only select a reputable soil testing lab that will provide good information, but also in terms of how to collect the soil sample, when to collect it.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. You need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
The Top Radio Countdown.
If you're just tuning into the countdown, these are the top 10 items on our story list for the week of June 6th through the 10th, 2016. The world of sports talk radio, all the focus on the finals in basketball and hockey at number 10. The IRS and more focus on conservatives and them being victims of the IRS. The concealed carry ruling in California is number 8. The passing of Muhammad Ali, number 7. The continuing focus on bathroom issues, mostly in the South, number 6. The job growth report doesn't seem to be holding up to some of the promotional material you're getting from the government. That's number 5. This Kerr in Stanford, I guess he's out of the school now, but the rape case and the sentence that is attached to it, number 4. Number 3, the battle against Daesh. Number 2, the Trump University case. And number 1, the overview of the Democrats and the Republicans, who's running in this year's presidential race. 47 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, talking about the stories on the list of the top issues, news talk radio programs discussing issues like the Stanford rape sentence, which is a damnable outrage. The Attorney General for California, who is the top vote getter in the state's Senate primary, joined the criticism of the 6-month jail sentence. Not even 6 months, it's down to like 3 or 4 now.
This guy doesn't know how to read.
This judge has got to have, wherever he sticks his finger, it isn't in the wind.
Let me tell you about this judge.
Tea leaves.
Yeah. You want to know about this judge? This judge went to Stanford. Which is where this Brock Turner was a swimmer. He's been pro athlete, student athlete in the past. He presided over a case involving another rape victim, or I guess we can say alleged rape victim.
Why is he even sitting on this? Why isn't he thrown off by whoever assigns the judges?
It was a baseball player, something like that. But anyway, she was raped by an athlete at another school, not Stanford. And he allowed a picture of her drunk and partying a year after her rape. He allowed that into evidence, even though it was after the alleged attack date, to try to paint her as a party girl. And so he's had this history of...
That's blatant misogyny.
Letting these guys off the hook. So, you know, and Kamala Harris, Barbara Boxer, Joe Biden has started chiming in on this.
Yeah, do you impeach judges in California? They're elected or are they appointed?
You can, right?
Yeah, they're elected. Judges are elected.
There are a million...
He just got reelected, I think, for 6 more years.
I'll tell you what, I'm up with the 6-month sentence if the judge does it with him. And they both get what they got.
Yeah.
that way I would be down with the 6-month sentence. Then I'm good with it.
Oh, my God.
Disgusting.
This kid's facing a 14-year. That's the max on this.
That's 6 months.
prosecutors wanted 6 years. This judge gave him 6 months. He said that it, you know,
now
it was
reduced it even.
Right. He said it was peer pressure and it was, you know, drugs and partying that got him involved in that, you know, it was college life that made him do this. Yet on his Facebook page and in his cell phone in high school, he looks to be like he was a drug dealer talking about acid, marijuana, and partying. So
and
Molly,
be a fun 6 months in prison for that kid.
Send the judge to jail with a kid. 50 minutes past the hour.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This week there have been a number of incidents in the Middle East that have garnered our attention. The one that seems to me to be the most important, putting aside the Islamic State and Daesh, is the shoot-em-up in Israel. Here is my friend Uri Geller, who lives in Tel Aviv and has been very close to the proceedings.
Okay, Doug. Well, first of all, I apologize about the sound that I'm in an airport. It's a very popular area in Tel Aviv. It happens to be actually opposite the central command headquarter, which is why it's so baffling that how on earth two terrorists managed to infiltrate into Tel Aviv, into the heart of Tel Aviv, with weapons, with machine guns, and shoot people. The place is always full. Hundreds and hundreds of people visit that compound. The restaurant where these terrorists sat is a famous restaurant, and they just simply got up and started shooting people. They were wearing very elegant dark suits, and maybe that was part of a disguise, so they would look like lawyers. And the guard in the entrance of this market wouldn't suspect them. Look, Doug, we live with this. Unfortunately, we have to get used to this. I visited the place this morning. It's jammed with people. So we are very determined not to allow the terrorists to destroy our feelings, our hopes, our love for Israel. And that's what I can tell you. It's just very, very sad to hear this news.
You know, I'm looking at this mall, and I'm remembering I've been there 4 times in my life and expect to go back again this year for a trip. It's one of my favorite places. And I recognize, having been in this place, It is, as you said, probably, if not the most popular area for not only Israelis, but it's a big tourist area. There are lots of people that go into this area. This is a very almost typical Western-looking mall, isn't it? If it's the thing
and you know, also, Doug, you must understand that lots of Palestinians and Arabs work in Israel, which means, you know, the people, for instance, in the kitchen or construction workers, you know, come from East Jerusalem, they come from Gaza, and so on. And it's very, very hard to detect terrorists if they are kind of manage to pretend that they are lawyers. What I don't understand is how come their machine guns were not detected. So there is a great furor in the press this morning. People are asking questions. They are asking the Secret Service and the equivalent to the CIA, why were these two terrorists detected? And that's where it stands now.
So is this the kind of thing that could bring down the government of Netanyahu?
I doubt that, Doug. And I'll tell you why it won't. These type of infiltrations, they are constantly trying to attack the cities. And we're constantly, but really constantly stopping them with very sophisticated intelligence work. We use everything from mobile phones to satellites to tracings to hackings, and we listen to chatter, to dirty talk, and so on. So I would say that 99% of all would-be attacks are stopped, terminated, and the borders are closed to terrorists.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I'm sort of confused about, I've traveled to the West Bank and Gaza, and it looks like the Palestinians pretty easily just travel back and forth. There are like 83,000 permits for Palestinians that work or often travel over to the other side. It almost looks like there's an open border there. That's what sort of confuses me about this. Your permits can be checked, but don't the Palestinians, a lot of them, just sort of come back and forth with ease?
Yes, we must not forget that most of the Palestinians are peace-loving people. Now, what goes on inside their mind, inside their hearts, concerning Israelis, the government, Jews, that's hard to know. It's hard to read their minds. But otherwise, they are hard workers, and they come into Israel to work. But there are certain checks that they go through, and as you see, they have permits, and these people have been investigated and cleared that they're not terrorists or they're not attached, but you just never know.
Uri Geller here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.